Brother Michael, what do you mean on your website about the imposter Sister Lucy?
What we mean, if people click on the article, they'll find out that actually the one that they've been promoting as the real Sister Lucia from the time of about 1967 has been an imposter, Sister Lucia. And we have the photographic evidence to prove it.
The one who has, she's now died. I think she died, what, about a year ago or so?
That's correct.
Okay, you're saying that one was an imposter?
That's correct.
What happened to the real one then?
The real one, we believe, we don't know how but exactly, but that she was either died or was killed around 1960. Because remember, when they didn't release the Third Secret in 1960, that was the time it was to be released. So Sister Lucia herself would have released what the contents of that Third Secret were if she were alive at that time. And so we know, and we show in the article, how the local diocese there was putting out letters in the name of Sister Lucia that were actually false letters. And so, you know, when people check into this, they'll see the whole record. And also the things that this so-called recent Sister Lucia stated about the Third Secret of Fatima. For example, in an interview in 1992, she stated to three persons who interviewed her that the Third Secret was never intended to be revealed. And of course, this flies in the face of what this real Sister Lucia stated 1957 and prior, that the Third Secret is to be released in 1960, because it would become clear then. This lady is saying that the Third Secret was never intended to be revealed, and I had not an opportunity to speak to one of those persons who was involved with that interview in 1992. And, it was confirmed that Our Lady, she says, the fake Sister Lucia, that Our Lady never wanted the Third Secret to be revealed.
If what you're saying is true, this is a major conspiracy here.
Absolutely. And behind all of it is Satan, because he doesn't want people to find out what the real Third Secret of Fatima states about this new kind of Catholicism, which is actually a break with real Catholicism, this new religion that they're putting out and saying, hey, this is the new, you know, they're not saying it's a new Catholic religion, they're saying it's the same old Catholic religion, but there are, you know, all these changes, new sacraments, new teachings, a new rosary, annulments given to everyone who petitions for them, on and on and on.